My dear faithful, today I will just give a brief summary of my missionary life in Nigeria. Mine as well are the faithful who are there in Nigeria and yours too, because we owe the possibility of this mission to the unrelenting support of His Excellency and your charities. I cannot, of course, give a full picture of the mission in the little time available, but I shall do my best. The first thing to know is that our mission is an ongoing work. It is a journey whose end we do not yet know. It is like a book, just like our lives are. We know how we want it to end, but we have no idea when it will end. But when it does end, we hope it ends with us in heaven, and not ourselves alone, but with others whom we love. So in this mission of ours, in this humble mission of ours, God does His work despite our failings. I use the term humble in the literal sense because we number just about a little over 150. But we are spread, the faithful are spread thinly across the country. Mostly we are in the south, though we have one group isolated right in the capital city, which also is in the northern part of the country. There are 10 or 11 mass centers, some with as little as 4 persons, others as much as 60. One mission in particular consists just of 2 persons so far, a man and his wife, though I should prefer to say a woman and her husband. The lady is full of zeal for the faith, whereas the man is slowly coming to terms with the great sacrifices that is being demanded of them without warning. These are the parents of one of our seminarians currently in Florida. They are leaders, or they were leaders in the local church, the man being the catechist, the most necessary person in the church after the priest. I imagine that you would be eager to hear with how much difficulty I travel from chapel to chapel and mission to mission, but perhaps I shall disappoint you by saying that my love for traveling and for being on the road and the joy I see on the faces of the people and the appreciation of the sacraments more than make up for the stress of the travels. Nigeria is a unique country in the sense that there are very many and varied ethnic groups and cultures. Every trip is a spiritual lesson as well as a cultural one. And yet, these trips that I make in the course of the mission are not without the dangers. I have had occasions to be scared. His Excellency has mentioned some of them in the Bishop's Corner of the bulletin, so I will not repeat them here. But I yield to the temptation of telling you this, what I consider the scariest of them all, which also happened to be a false alarm. I was driving from Port Harcourt Mission to the Owerri Mission. Owerri is in the southeast, and the distance about 90 minutes. And I had passed the areas which is considered very dangerous. In fact, not long in this past year, some priests and some lay people have been known to be killed. I mean, Novosado people, They've been killed, even non-Catholics too. And I was approaching a checkpoint, that is a military checkpoint, and this place, this part of the road especially, was very bad in terms of potholes. And all, because of the bad roads, we were all forced to slow down. All of a sudden, a blue saloon car stopped right in front of me, and four young men got out simultaneously from all four doors, all of them dressed in suit. I thought I was done for. It turned out, however, that they only came to check the car. Well, I had to calm down a minute or two before continuing the journey. If they had been bad people, I might as well have said my last prayers, for there was no possible way I could have escaped them. For even soldiers and policemen have been known to flee for life in the face of such people. But over and above the particular experiences and encounters are the lessons that I learned in the course of the missionary work. The first is the value of the sacraments and the faith. When I see the faithful sacrificing so much in order to attend Mass, it reminds me that this is really the most important thing in the world. It is easy for a priest to forget that, considering that he is the dispenser of the sacraments. It also reminds the priest, as His Excellency told us once during the retreat, that we don't always earn our keep. The praises we get from traveling and saying masses, do we always deserve them? Is there not a tendency sometimes to take things for granted, to overestimate one's importance? At times like this, it helps to remember the words of Father Leo Trace, who said that God does not need me or you, for that matter, for the work we do. No one is indispensable in the work of God. So I try to appreciate the sacraments at least as much as the people value it. A second lesson follows from this first, that I work for God and not for my own glory. Supposing God wants something other than that difficult, risky journey, would I be willing to do it instead? And you, supposing God wants patience from you instead of penance, or kindness towards the difficult neighbor instead of helping the poor, with how much ease would you turn around to do this His present will? What writers call the duty of the present moment. It takes someone else sometimes to bring these truths to you. I recall especially the beginning of the seminary school, which we now have in Nigeria. At the beginning, I sent His Excellency a list of my activities, and he must have sensed some danger, for he advised me to only do that amount of work which is prudent. And that advice helped much to put things in the right order. It is true, dear faithful, if we put too much to external works, even religious works, we would sooner or later lose taste for the interior life, for the more important works, which consists chiefly in prayer and virtue. I also learned to appreciate each day, especially during the trips I make, not to take anything for granted. Yes, it is true that we should not live in perpetual fear of dying any moment, but on the other hand, neither should we live as though we are assured of grand old age. Live every moment to the full, but live it for God. I've seen so many accidents on the road to know that long life is not assured anyone. Once on a mission trip, a car overtook me on the way from Lagos in the southwest to Benin, a distance of about 5 hours east-west. A young man whom I saw clearly when he stopped briefly. He overtook me again the second time, and the next time I saw him was in a river flowing with a heavy current. Somehow, he hit another car and the boat fell in the river. There, the boat lay, unable to be helped, with the bystanders looking on helplessly as the river took them farther and farther away from help. And to think that he was a young man full of life and hope some moments before. I hope he survived. I've also seen a man dressed in rich embroidered clothing lying dead on the road. Sometimes it isn't because they were careless. As a matter of fact, once a car bumped into me from behind while we were moving slowly in the heavy traffic. His brake had failed, and so he hit me. Fortunately, he was not speeding. I learned too that every soul is important. People are not to be valued by what they have, but by how much God values them or loves them. It is not too much to drive 8 or 9 hours to administer extreme unction to a dying old woman. I remember pointing out to John, the seminarians, who went with me, that we traveled for almost a day to perform a rite that would only last 30 minutes. For our car had broken down on the way. We gave her extreme unction on Monday afternoon, and she died the same week on Thursday. The family was furious that her burial did not get the fanfare as is the custom, but what does that matter to her? Finally, I learned to appreciate every help I get with regard to the mission. We are so small that even the smallest contribution is well appreciated. Money doesn't come easily for all of you, both here and for those who help back at home. So I endeavor not to spend it unless the cause is deserving. I wish we did not have to depend on money so much, but God has willed it that way. And in fact, we lean rather heavily upon His excellencies and your shoulders for the success of the mission. It is my prayer that it is worth the sacrifice you all make towards helping us. But all these troubles and prayers and travelings, which I must mention, the priests also make here, the traveling, all the dangers and the hunger, all these things are worth less than nothing if we do not have the hope of going to heaven to receive our rewards. For what will be the use of trying if there is no eternal resting place from all our labors? I leave you with the words of St. Paul, taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 30 to 32, and then verse 49. Why also are we in danger every hour? I die daily. I protest by your glory, brethren, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. If, according to man, I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what doth it profit me if the dead rise not again? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. Therefore, as we have borne the image of the earthly, let us bear also the image of the heavenly. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.